Day-to-Day's senior producer, Steve Proffitt, is here now to help share some of your email.
Hi, Noah. We got quite a few messages about a story we aired yesterday on high school debates.
This focused on two young African-American men who were challenging the status quo of high school debating style.
A debating style that sounds like this.
We have a couple conceited arguments. The ace point is that they concede our Dill 99 evidence that there's no value to life in the framework. They concede the argument that political calculation.
It's hard to believe, Noah, but this is actually the way high school debaters are taught to speak. The two students, Richard Funchess and Lewis Blackwell, are featured in a documentary called Resolved. And they argue this whole fast-talking thing is inane, and many of our listeners seem to agree.
Hooray, writes Elizabeth Paul of Virginia. Finally, someone speaks with some sense about the utter stupidity of the current high school debate style.
And from Anthony Cavett of Roslindale, Massachusetts, during 37 years of coaching debate, I've seen this great activity descend into elitism and irrelevancy. Finally, on this topic, listener Kirsten Zolflo, she's from Newtown, Pennsylvania, was startled to hear the music that we chose at the end of the debate story, this music.
Ms. Zolflo notes the song is called Bizarre Love Triangle. It's from the group New Order.
And way back in 1989, it was the favorite song of her debate team.
Wow. Divided views on the comic duo Frangela, who were here last week, sharing their thoughts on just how fashionable it has become to be environmentally aware. Here's a bit of that interview.
When did Al Gore become hip?
It's crazy.
I think he found a way to get us all interested in something that we've been trying desperately not to pay attention to.
Yeah. Right. It's the same issue, like, you know, when we didn't want to put on our seat belts have you. But now we are aware of our environment, and thank you, Al Gore.
That is the comedy team, Frangela.
Erica West is a fan. They're smart, funny, she writes from Washington, D.C., and she thinks they provide a refreshing angle on the issues of the day.
Not in the fan club, Kay Ann Legg of Fairborn, Ohio, who says it is so not enjoyable to hear cynicism disguised as humor.
Finally, Noah, letters about this woman.
My mother won't talk about this to anyone. She says that it causes her great distress to think about it, so she won't do any interviews ever.
That's Minnie Jean Brown Trickey. She's one of the so-called Little Rock Nine.
These were the first African-American schoolchildren to attend Little Rock's Central High School in Arkansas 50 years ago.
I listened to this story with great sadness and pride, writes Tracy Dino of Lafayette, Indiana.
Sadness, she says, because she lost her idealistic view of the world at such an early age.
And pride, Miss Dino continues, for showing such bravery in the face of ignorance.
Thanks to all who wrote to us.
We invite your comments. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
NPR Steve Proffitt, thanks again.
You're welcome, Noah.
And this note, our colleague Alex Chadwick returns to the program on Monday.